First of all, I want to return to the story that we've been covering all this week on Kerry Today about a woman called Carrie Jade Williams, who we interviewed on Kerry Today last year about the fact that she said she'd been diagnosed with Huntington's disease, that it made her determined to use her gifts as an author, as a writer, and indeed she won a very prestigious award that's sponsored by the Financial Times and Bodley Head Publishers. That's all. That much was true with her winning the award. What doesn't appear to be the case was that she doesn't have, it appears, Huntington's disease. And also appears that her real name is not Carrie Jade Williams, but a woman called Samantha Cooks, who was convicted of fraud in the UK around 11 or 12 years ago now, and has also been alleged to have tried to swindle or deceive parents of children with special needs or children with life-limiting conditions, or children with sensory issues, or children who have autism. Well, this morning we're going to bring you the story of one mother who says she lost money to this woman, Carrie Jade Williams, a.k.a. Samantha Cooks. And she explains that this woman, who was living in Kinmare up to a number of months ago. We spoke to this woman's landlord yesterday, Tim Harrigan, about his unfortunate experience and dealings with this situation. But we spoke to Chrissy Edwards. Her son is 9 years old and has autism. And Chrissy says that she was deceived by this woman, Carrie Jade Williams, a.k.a. Samantha Cooks, a.k.a. Jade Williams, who said that she would provide a sensory room for her son. I first asked her how she came across the woman. This is what Chrissy told me.
As we all did over lockdown, I downloaded TikTok and was using it a fair bit. And I came across, not long ago, a lady who was saying about being sued by some Airbnb customers that she had. And she was posting videos about it and got really pulled into it, was going on TikTok to kind of check in on whether there was any more news about her being sued. And then she started posting videos of sensory lights and there was a carpet. So she had these like small items it started with that she was posting videos of. And then she said that she was going to do for Christmas for so many families, she was going to give them sensory rooms on a deal. So what she said is you would put in your amount of money and her company would then match the money. So then she would 3D print you a sensory room within this budget. So for me, I put in 250 euros and her company originally were going to match another 250 euros. But after my Zoom call with her, she was like, oh, well, I really like you. I feel sorry for your situation. So my company are going to put in 850 euros and we're going to 3D print you a full sensory room.
And what would be in a sensory room?
There was going to be bubble tubes, an interactive projector, light tables. It was going to be like a really full sensory room, which if I was to buy it from other websites, it would have easily cost around the £5,000 mark. But she was saying because it was 3D printed, she could do it for this way lower price.
And you were doing it for your little boy who has autism and other conditions.
Yeah, I was doing it for him.
And this was in October.
Yeah,
you gave her the money, you gave her 250 euro, but have you heard anything since? Have you got anything?
When she did her statement on her website, it said that if you contacted her email address, that you would get your money back if you wanted a refund from her. However, I emailed her 6 times, never received anything back. So then I went to my bank and just went down the fraud route. And I wasn't the only person that they'd heard of having issues with this lady. So I did manage to get my money back, luckily.
So you got the refund of the 250 euro?
Yeah.
And that was from your bank?
Yeah, the bank refunded it, not her.
Chrissy, I'm glad you're not out of pocket financially, but how do you feel emotionally about the whole experience?
It wasn't nice. I was trying to do something nice that would really benefit my family. For Luca, it would have been an amazing space. I've managed to do one myself on a bit of a DIY basis, but it's nothing compared to what he was offering us. And it would have been something that for us would have made life quite nice, because for Luca, when he has a meltdown with his autism, the lights and that kind of thing could be really calming and helpful. It was something that was going to really benefit us.
You sent us an email and says, yes, there were financial scams, but the worst was the emotional stuff. She made so many false promises to people. That's your sense of being betrayed.
Yes. For me, I think it wasn't even like she just did the 250, my company will match 250. She took it one step further and said, well, my company is going to give you 850 because we really like you as a person. And this is a common theme that I've found when I've spoke to other victims of her. I made a WhatsApp chat with women that I came across that have been affected by Samantha. And it's always the same common thing that I'm finding, that she makes these big false promises and never follows through. So although it's only a small amount of money, that's not the stuff that it gets people. It's the emotional side when she makes these promises. So for me, it was the sensory room. For others, it was a trip to Lapland. There's been promises of houses and promises of cars. There's all sorts of promises been made by this lady, and she never follows through. And I think that is the problem. It's all these lies she comes up with to make you think, oh, she's so lovely, she's really helping me out. Then actually it all falls through and isn't true.
And finally, Chrissy, and thank you so much for talking to us. What would you say to people that if you have a child, if you're a parent, you'll do anything for your child, but in particular when you have a child with additional needs, you will do what you can to give them the best opportunity possible in life. But that maybe you and other parents maybe were slightly naive about the whole situation, that maybe, you know, the promise of the sensory room for so little money that she was saying was around €800, is that right? When you say the usual cost would be around 5,000, that maybe sometimes one needs to take a step back and check out people's bona fides before agreeing to anything, especially when you're dealing with somebody online who you haven't met in the flesh.
I would say maybe I was a little bit naive, yes, but this is a woman that I watched for a long time on TikTok. She was very genuine. I spoke to her personally. I'd had Zoom calls. We'd had emails. She's a really good actress and she pulls you in. And actually, yeah, special needs parents, I'd say, are a little bit more vulnerable than others, because we will do anything for our children. That is what I did. I thought, wow, I can give my son the world here. This is something amazing for him. And I thought, right, I'm going to go for it. And she preyed on that. She preyed on the fact that I was vulnerable in that way. And again, when you look at other people, it's always the people who have got a lot going on in their lives that she's going for. She kind of knows that, oh, we've got this bit of vulnerability about us, and she'll get in there and target it. But with her, I'd spent so much time building a relationship with her, watching her online. It was a legitimate website. So her videos, she didn't sell stuff on TikTok. She would send you to a website called 1820 Things. And that website was a Squarespace website. To pay, you had to pay through the website, and it was all legitimate, which is why we managed to get the money back through the banks. Like, she'd set it up so well, and I don't know what her plan was. If this hadn't have all come out online, I don't quite know how she would have answered people when there were no items, because we could have all always got our money back through the banks because of how she did it.
Did she feel like a friend?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah, because she builds up a relationship, and that's the same as she's done with everyone. She builds that relationship, she talks to you, and she's lovely. She has this lovely persona about her. Like, she comes across a really nice person, but unfortunately, it clearly is just an act.